Chicka chicka bow wow.
Whoa. Horn audacity. That was unexpected.
Brown chicken, brown cow?
That's right. Dirtiest story ever told. Yeah, the only news is we got the sweet, sweet saber tooth coming.
And, oh, my goodness. It's been Mordo, so long.
Mordo gives you Doctor Strange covers.
Yeah, so that's cool. So wait, the Captain Planet clue was about Sabretooth?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess he's nature-ish. I don't...
Sure, he's feral, I guess.
I guess he doesn't fight his nature. He just goes along with being a feral monster. That's fine, I suppose.
What is he? Green, black, red. That column's full.
Yeah, he doesn't fit on the webpage. Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I like that change to Mordo. I mean, I don't even have a champ to Mordo, but yeah, the idea that nice. He will give you Doctor Strange is okay to me.
So my theory is that I'm going to throw a brisket in Saturday morning.
Right on.
I thought about doing it Sunday, but I think I'm just going to do it Saturday and get it out of the way.
Like you're going to start smoking it Saturday and we're going to eat it Sunday or Monday?
Well, no, we can eat it Saturday.
Okay. I don't know how long brisket takes.
About 11, 12 hours.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds fine.
I need to mix up a rub for it.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'll open the channel.
I can't. Let me look at the script. Make sure there's nothing. I didn't really take a time to.
Didn't fully read it. I checked a few things that I normally check, and that's about it.
Yeah. The characters are actually listed this time.
Yeah.
So that's good. It all looks fine. Other than Daredevil. The prize that you get for being 11 through 50 in Strange Days is awesome.
Daredevil.
Daredevil.
Oh, Daredevil. He sounds really devastating.
He is sinister. He's the parallel universe evil version of Daredevil.
That would be amazing.
Daredevil. He's got a goatee.
Speaking of which, have you seen the ads for this evil Superman movie?
What?
So there's a movie coming out next week called Brightburn. It is the exact same plot of Superman, except that he goes bad.
Oh. It's
alien kid lands on Earth, raised by a bunch of hicks, but instead of them teaching him good values, he just turns into a jerk.
Oh. Nope. I saw an ad for it on either the page where I get my Always Sunny information. Or Discord, I don't remember which, and I was like, Brightburn, evil has its superhero. I was like, yeah, I'm out, who cares?
And more important things, I saw the movie of the year last night.
You saw Death Race with Jason Statham?
No.
I love that movie. Tell me more.
John Wick 3 is the best thing I've seen all year.
I bet.
Is it the third one of John Wick?
Yes.
Like, is it exactly what I would expect from John Wick?
It's even more John Wick than the last two John Wicks.
They had
gotten better. Like, John Wick 2 was better than John Wick 1.
Really?
John Wick 3 is even better than 1 and 2.
Are you sure 2 was better than 1?
Yeah, I liked it.
I did too. I didn't know that I liked it. I'll have to rewatch 2. That's the issue I'm having.
To me, I remember it being the exact same movie.
John Wick 3 is tremendous. I am so stoked for John Wick 4 now.
I said, so you need to sit down with Scott sometime.
But because Scott doesn't like anything.
He came in on Monday after watching both, I think both. I don't know, maybe only one. But yeah, worst movie ever.
I hate that guy.
Scott hates happiness.
Scott is the worst.
You got to know that going into that. Scott hates happiness.
I'm like, well, what did you expect? And then he started going on about how it didn't have any plot and the dialogue sucked, and I'm like, it's an action movie. It is a movie you watch when you want to see Keanu Reeves kill people. I'm like, did you see Keanu Reeves kill people?
Yeah. This is the same argument when people are like, oh man, I wanted more plot out of my Mad Max movie. Shut up! Just go and watch the explosions and the cars race around and shut your mouth!
Did you see all of them? The first one's plot was so confusingly thin. And it was still an awesome movie. The second one took some bizarre leap from the rural roads of Australia to post-apocalyptic universe, where you have to fight Lord Humongous and Assless Chaps for gasoline.
I am the great Humongous, ruler of the wasteland.
I am Lord Humongous.
And in the third one, you got Thunderdome. I mean,
yeah, you did. Oh my god, did you get Thunderdome? Oh, I was thinking about Master Blaster today.
Master Blaster rule bar town.
They do. They're both like, I don't know why I was daydreaming about it, but I was like, man, no matter which half of Master Blaster you are, it's really unflattering.
But yeah, John Wick 3, easily the best thing I've seen this year. It was tremendous from start to finish. It was 2 hours of excitement, and the movie ended, and I got out, and I'm like, huh, it's 9 o'clock. This movie started at 6:40. Boy, it seems like it was over in a flash.
That's amazing. I love that it's got so much going on.
Man, it picks up like the second John Wick 2 ends.
Nice.
Oh, it was great. I loved every second of it.
And it's got Ian McShane. Like, what more do you need out of a movie?
Awesome, as always.
That's all he knows how to do is be awesome in movies.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Wow. Canoe had some great one-liners. I mean,
he seems like a good guy.
Oh, my God. It was good stuff.
He has absolutely sold me on seeing the third Bill and Ted.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that. That'll be amazing, too. It won't be John Wick amazing, because nothing's going to be quite that amazing right now. But
yeah.
I really think Bill and Ted is going to be disappointing, but I hope to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah. Again, I don't expect it to be good, but it will be awesome.
Right. You gotta. It's all about expectation management for that movie. John Wick 3 is just going to be awesome.
Yeah, it was, man, start to finish, it was just
great.
Yeah,
I don't remember having any complaints about 1. I was only had one brief confusing complaint about 2, but I moved on from it quickly.
It's got it. I was surprised. Halle Berry, like, visit?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know she was in this movie, and she was in this movie?
I definitely knew she was in this movie. I saw a clip off of Reddit of her training, and she's going through a police course with a semi-automatic rifle and just like heart head, double shot every single one with live ammo. Like, that was her training.
Yeah, she did a lot of hard work. She did a lot of hard work with those dogs, too.
Yeah.
Good for her.
So optimistic.
Nice. Yeah, I'm super stoked about the movie. You learn more about the universe and who's in charge of what, and it's good stuff. And then we went, you know, had cocktails, and I drank a bunch of Crown and Cokes. And then I was sleepy tired and went to bed. Turns out the waitress who likes us at Old New York likes to extra load up the drinks for us. So I had two, like, tall, like, full-size, like, beer glass sizes of Crown and Coke. Woo! Two of those, and I was like, I need to go to bed now. Let me drive home half inebriated with all my cop friends. Hey, see you later.
Must be nice being above the law.
I am the law. All right, we got 4 or 5 people who are listening, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's get this party rolling.
I think I'm ready.
9:04. Yeah, we all ready? Yeah. All good to go?
I remember very little about how this show works, but
I forget every week, I swear, and then I'm like, right.
I think I had like some sort of mini episode. Because Ray texted me this morning and he was like, hey, why isn't your, I couldn't find your thing in the Dropbox. And I really wanted to play it off like, whoa, something weird must have happened. I totally forgot that was something we did. Like, I was talking to you and Jared and Karen and I was like, all right, we're good, right? Yep. Click. Done. Did you upload anything to Dropbox? No. Why would I do that? That was a real downer. All's better now. I'm on board.
All right. Welcome to the 193rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. That's a lot of installments.
It is.
It's almost like you need those on an installment package.
And I had activated my excitement, Jans, just hearing that number.
I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got SneakyB15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, there's a dope gif of... Steven Seagal eating a rock carrot. It really is awesome.
Man, he makes me sad. Makes me sad.
True.
All right. This is the week of, I don't know. What's today? The 22nd to the 29th of May. Happy Memorial Day. Early.
Hooray.
Yeah. Your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, Black Angel. Thursday, Yellow Black Panther. Friday, Yellow Magneto. Saturday, Green Storm. Sunday, Yellow Cage. Monday, Yellow Rocket. Tuesday, Yellow Spidey. Wednesday, Purple Daredevil. We already lost Ian. Everybody's just apparently stopped talking in Discord because Ian can't function anymore.
I can't. At least as far as I know, there's a new listener called Huge Weenus.
He's been on before.
He's been on before?
Yeah. It must have been from the episode I had last night. I'm not recovered. My mental capacities are deteriorating fast.
Phew. On your 5-day 4-star crash! Of the Grand Tetons. On 518 was Star-Lord versus somebody?
Gamora.
All right. Did he punch his way to victory?
Eventually. Yeah. Took me longer than I'm usually willing to put in the effort, but it was just a race for red because her red is so inexpensive and so effective and it is so pointless.
I will tell you how good of a board I got with that fight. She didn't get one power off.
Wow. That is a good day.
Not even the red. Yeah, I made a couple matches. It cascaded, and I'm like, hey, my power's charged. Boom.
Very good. Coming up tomorrow, we got meh. I don't know who fights.
No one does. Does the infographic now?
Yeah, I thought so. Doesn't he fight the mountain?
That's what the graphic appears to claim, because it is showing me the Clegane Bowl.
Exactly.
Yep. Oh, wait. What? Is that an option?
To fight Thor? Yeah.
Oh, is that what we're calling him now?
That's what Craig has been calling him, and I just gave in because that's what's on the graphic.
Oh, see, Thor. I was looking at the graphic, and I saw the Hound, and I thought that he was fighting Lockjaw.
I would like that.
No, half Thor is the mountain.
I was saying Boo Earn still.
Such a face. That'll be a good fight. You know, get your purple and Gamma Bomb, and there you go.
That is a Game of Thrones reference, Grinch. That is the guy that plays the mountain. His name is Hafthor. What is it?
Bjornsson.
Yeah,
Bjornsson? Hafthor, yeah, Bjornsson. Like
I forget his first name. Julius? Hafthor? Anyway.
Something like that.
Yeah, so he's called Hafthor, and Hafthor is, you know, tremendous.
Thor, who's at half power and gives you lots of good stuff. Ian, you got a 2-4-4 Hulk. You should have a good go at that.
I'll boost him up a little bit, but yeah, if you think that that's enough to get it done.
If you can get enough purple, you win.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Gamma Bomb is devastating.
Yeah, level him up 4 in purple, but yeah, that'll do it. It just takes a little bit to get enough purple.
Yeah, it's what is it, 12 purple?
It's a lot. I don't know.
13 purple? I don't know. It's a lot of purple. So that's next, and then after that is, I think, maybe perhaps Moon Knight.
Ooh.
You can chuck some croissants.
That should be easy.
Storyland, Web Wonder running now. That'll get you 3 rockets. Uncanny X-Force, 30 CP. Top folks get Thanos. That's the new Thanos. And 51 to 400 is Beast.
Was this in Web Wonder?
Yes.
Oh, I stumbled into the laziest slice I've ever been in today. It was such a treat because I really just wanted the free cover. And I joined and I played one match and I looked and I was in 30th. And I was like, what? And then I cleared it to get the cover. And I was in 12th. And I was like, what's happening? And so, I played through as much as I could stand. And I saw that of my slice, it looked there were about 22 to 24 active players. Everyone else had 0. And I was like, sweet, I might get a Thanos out of this. So I don't know. It's not over yet.
That's the third day slice, whatever, right? Gives you the duck.
Yeah. Is 10 right. The cutoff?
I don't get to play that till tomorrow.
If 10 is the cutoff for Thanos, I'll end up at 12. So no, I won't get one. But boy, I was happy to even be ranked.
Yeah, I'm still on Duck Be a Lady, so.
No, top 50 get Thanos.
Oh, maybe I will.
Strange Sights, 3 Beasts, Thanos, CP, and top 200 folks get themselves a brand new Victor Creed. We'll talk about him shortly. Storyland, then to go along with him, you got S.H.I.E.L.D. training coming, requiring Thanos, She-Thor, and X-Force Wolverine. That'll get you a Sabretooth. PvP land, and it's still the back-to-life, back-to-reality season. Strange Days running now, that'll get you a Doc Strange, X-Force Wolverine, X-23, and Daredevil. It's like Carnival, right? Daredevil.
Exactly. Nah, that was a good game.
Yeah. So yeah, let's talk about Victor Creed. He's one of my favorite characters. He's good times. He is 4-star. He is green, black, red. His green power is a passive called You Shoulda Run. Whenever you match an enemy strike tile, he destroys a random 3x3 block of tiles. Sadly, those do not do damage or generate AP. At level 2, that also does a little bit of damage. Levels 3, 4, and 5, damage goes up to 24.39. His black power is called Happy Birthday Runt for 7 black. Create 3 strength, 1... What? I hurt my brain there. Sorry, it rebooted.
I was about to call your wife and tell her to call 911. I was scared.
Create 3 strength, 1 enemy strike tiles. Then deal damage per enemy strike tile on the board up to 9. It was just the strength creating strength 1 enemy strike tiles. I'm like, that can't be right. That doesn't make sense. But it does. I get it. He gives them to you. They don't really do anything. You know, unless Kitty's on the board and then they become monstrous sometime soon. Damage goes up, goes up, goes up. At level 5, it's 1,034 damage per enemy strike tile. His red power is called Tooth and Nail. 6 red. He slashes 4 times for 453 damage each time, ignoring friendly strike tiles and continuing even if he downs the target. Damage goes up to 1903 each time. So it's kind of a weird thing. He gives them strike tiles, but he's going to blow up the board with board shake if you can match one away. So it'll be interesting how that plays out against the Gritty Kitty setup, because if you can make a match of a strike tile, you know, you're going to blow up a good chunk of the board there. So that might get rid of, you know, a whole bunch of them all at once.
Hmm. Interesting. That's all I got.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know how to assess a character's value.
I like that green power.
I think it's neat that they added Sabretooth after all these years.
Yeah. I like attacks that attack multiple times as separate attacks. I think we talked about that last time with the last character, right? Because that way it, since they're all separate attacks, it, you know, helps you out versus, you know, Shadow Step and things like that.
Yeah, I definitely like that as a dynamic, yeah. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to play out. I mean, his damage seems reasonably low, but it always, you know, damage is always higher than this when you actually, you know, get the character to a usable level.
But his powers are only 6 and 7, so they're fairly cheap.
And a passive that does board shake and damage.
Yeah. And I enjoyed the fact that they threw in a power just to, from the fact that, you know, Sabretooth always attacks Wolverine on his birthday. I thought that was cute, because that's always a fun comic. So let's see. That's Shield Training Heroes for Hire starts tomorrow at 7 a.m. Whoa, that's early. There's a 7,000 hero point there. Let's see. What does that get you? She-Thor, X-Force, Wolverine, 16 elite tokens, 6 command points, 20,000 ISO 8. Limited vault. That starts on the 26th and runs to the 1st. 80 item vault, 1 legendary token, 3 beginner supports. A random a random Sabretooth cover, 2 random 4 stars for the backups, including that Wolverine guy. So then event lands, Strange Sights will get you a Sabretooth, Shield Training will get you a Sabretooth. Starting in the 26th will be Deadpool versus MPQ. That can get you a Sabretooth in progression. That'll also give you tokens to the Sabretooth and Foe's Vault. And his versus tournament will be called To the Teeth, running on the 26th to the 29th. So there you go. It's been a long time coming, but Sabretooth.
Yeah, a few things being discussed. One, we didn't get a break between 4 stars. Like, there was just a 4 star release, and now there's another 4 star release. Like, there was no week break in there, which is kind of
odd.
Wait,
what? Really?
Yeah.
Was Ronin that recent?
I don't know. I'm going to go with, yep. Or wasn't it Rescue?
Rescue's a 5 star.
Rescue just came out. She was 5 star.
Yeah, but normally there's a week break between character releases. That's all. And also, the Thanos, the 4-star Thanos, is a required character in the Shield Training for Sabretooth. So that'll be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that just tells me I won't get a Sabretooth.
Yeah, I haven't gotten hardly any Thanos covers.
I have him at 131, so that's not going to go far.
Maybe you'll fall into a really lazy slice of web wonder.
Seems unlikely. what else we got? Important news, Mordo gives you Doctor Strange covers now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Mordo.
And they came out with the Mordo, you know, Heroes for Hire.
Correct.
So that you
could, special Mordo store.
Yeah, you could buy 3 Mordo covers. I mean, that and the fact that, you know, he's going to be a feeder here for Strange, that's a happy coincidence.
There you go. Ray, you want to talk about the Civil War event that just happened? Tell me more.
Yes. So we... just to give some encouragement to our Alliance members, we did really well. I think that we got extremely close, but we did not get full progression on both sides. So we had We finished the Iron Man, but we missed Cap by 2.1 million points. But we only scored 28,000 over on the Iron Man side, so I think we were pretty efficient about it. So I think that tells you about, you know, about where we're at. We had 12 players who made double personal progression, so that was really good. And the one thing that I wanted to mention was we had three people who scored more in Iron Man than what it would have taken them to complete personal progression for Cap. So if they would have, you know, worked it out and switched over to Cap to finish their personal progression over there, they could have got the personal progression finished on both sides. So I just want to say to our Alliance members, next time we do this, we should definitely hit, you know, go for the, you know, boss on one side and the nodes on the other, but really think about...
Right. Don't cheat yourself out of personal progression.
Yes, exactly. That's
for the benefit of the group.
Good summary. And Ian had asked me last night, and I don't remember exactly what I had said in the Alliance thing, but I had said something about starting on Team Cap next time instead of Team Iron Man. And the reason for that is, it to me, it seems like it's harder more toward the end. So you want to be fighting Iron Man when he's easier. So I think a lot of teams, I saw a lot of teams were starting on Team Cap so that you would be fighting Iron Man when he was a little bit easier. I'm not sure that completely pans out because as you fight, I mean, he's going to get harder no matter who you pick first. But maybe that would work out more.
Yeah, I find the nodes harder than the actual boss fights. So
yeah, I think the nodes do get harder. But I would encourage anyone, go for your personal progression first, because the heavy hitters that we have can finish off the Alliance progression when we're getting close without sacrificing their own personal progression. So, and I did want to give a shout out to a few of our high place, like Jordan from Jersey, Ava Vavoom, Sigma Blade, D-Wing, DAC-9, Sartut, and OG Aurum, our top finishers, and they scored, you know, millions and millions of points, multiple millions. So good job.
Yeah, I did not keep track of that. But man, every time I think, get it, because Ava Vavoom always super late to the party and then just steamrolls everybody like they're not even there.
I don't know about super late. We had one person who was super late because he was traveling.
Like a Friday or a midday Friday. Right. And then I'll be like, huh, maybe they're not going to play this time. And then I'll be like, oh, wait, 12 billion points. Never mind.
Always with a solid finish.
Yeah, no, it was last week on this show on Discord when Craig and I were like, we should, you know, do boss modes. The boss should be fighting Cap and then the nodes should be the Iron Man nodes because Craig and I don't enjoy fighting boss Iron Man. And what you're, to your point, that makes sense, but I feel like you and perhaps one or two of the regular listeners are like, those guys are crazy. Fighting boss Iron Man's much easier than fighting boss Cap. And that is patently false. We Are Legion ability is the most frustrating thing about that whole thing. And it just bogged you down and it's slow. Because just when you think you're going to be successful, Hulkbuster and IM-40 show up and you're like, now I can't, you know, none of my targeted abilities, they're going to get wasted on a drone essentially. And then I'll have to build my AP back up and try again. Meanwhile, I can just shove Cap in the front and be like, please die. I'm tired of playing.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I don't know what the argument is that Cap is harder. To me, that's not true.
Yeah, you can always just move him to the front and punch him in the face.
Yes.
That freaking party protocol, I hate that thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, so that's all I got. Alliance. I mean, we got really close. You need 41.4 million total. And, you know, we got 39.3. So we got really close. And we had, like I said, a couple people traveling. So, you know, maybe next time we can do hit it. If it hits when, you know, nobody's traveling and we can focus on it, you know, maybe we can do it. But we had a solid turnout. I'm not disappointed at all. We did so much better this time than we did the last time.
Yeah, I agree. This was definitely our best showing.
All right, then let's move on to the unnamed MCU discussion thing. What you got?
All right, so to help speed it up a little bit, what I have is What I wanted to do is get the three movies a little quicker. So we're starting with three movies, saying which of of what's left, which are three of the worst, and then talking about them. So what I decided to try was look at Rotten Tomatoes and see what they have ranked as the lowest three movies on our list. And we can start with those and then, you know, swap them out if we want to. So the lowest in the lowest movie, by the way, the lowest three in Rotten Tomatoes were The Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2, and Thor the Dark World. They completely matched what we had picked.
Woo!
However, the next three I figured we'd start with, what they show as being the lowest are Age of Ultron, Thor, yep, the first one, and Captain Marvel.
No.
Yeah, I know. So my first suggestion is, I think Age of Ultron, it's nowhere near the bottom. But
I think it is.
Really?
I agree. I agree with Ray.
That movie's not that good.
But
it's not near the bottom.
Okay, what would you replace it with?
No, I don't need to replace it.
You
think, it's
you
at
think
the
it should be on the bottom?
Yes.
So Iron Man 3, definitely better.
No, I had Iron Man 3 in my bottom three.
Okay, so we're talking about the worst three. So
Iron Man 3 is not good. I don't think Ultron's good, but you know, if we're going by my opinion, the bottom three clearly of what's left is Iron Man 3, Ant-Man, because those I effing hate those movies.
Ooh, that's close. Good job, not me.
I almost slipped up.
Yeah, I would have. I don't fault you for that. I do fault you for not liking Age of Ultron. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. It was decidedly pretty good.
I just think the other movies are much better.
Again, do you think Age of Ultron is... Wait, we're staying in these three that Ray has pointed out, Ray?
No, as far as I'm concerned, we're swapping them out. I was going to suggest swapping out. Let's do this. Can we agree to swap out Captain Marvel with Iron Man 3?
I have not seen Captain Marvel, so I will simply take your word for it.
It's not great, but it's much better than Iron Man 3.
Okay,
I mean that's a given.
Right. I don't doubt it. What else was on here? Well, what was wrong with the first Thor? It was okay.
I thoroughly enjoyed the first Thor.
Yeah.
Even with one of the worst actresses of all time bogging it down.
Right. So even though the main villain was a suit of armor, which was dumb, but I was like, I was still on board because Thor's pretty cool.
So what do you want to swap Thor out with? What is distinctly worse than the first
Thor? Thor? Yeah. Let me think. There's just so many movies. Well, definitely Iron Man 3. There's so many I didn't see, and that's so unfair, I think. Like, I want to trust Craig and say that the first Ant-Man is worse than the first Thor, but I don't. That's because I don't enjoy a comedic romp. I don't know that the quality of the film, or the writing or the acting had anything to do with it. I better pull up the list, because I don't remember everything that's on the list, to be honest.
So here's and nobody's in Discord is going to enjoy this, but I am going to say that I am fine with putting Ant-Man down there. And the reason is I don't consider Ant-Man to be a funny comical character, but that's what they've turned him into by putting Paul Rudd in. It just doesn't fit my mindset of where Ant-Man should be.
Sure.
So I'm fine with swapping Ant-Man in there.
I'm okay. I think.
Yes.
Yeah, it's tough. They're also. I think there's a lot of closeness. Again, for me, this is super tough, but for the same reason that I'm down on Ant-Man to the point where I didn't even bother to see it, I feel like I have made my opinion clear on both Guardians 2 and Thor Ragnarok. Like, I think I preferred Avengers 2 to both of those movies because I did enjoy Guardians 1 quite a bit, and then they went too far. Like, they reapplied the Guardians formula from 1, except made each character a little bit worse, except for Rocket somehow. Rocket just keeps getting better and better every time he's on the screen. Groot was worse. Drax went from a character to just a 2-hour fart joke. Mantis was a terrible character. Even Star-Lord and Gamora were less than they were in the first one. It was a real disappointment. They went too heavy on the 70s rock and roll. All of it was just too much more.
You can't go too heavy on the 70s rock and roll. Like,
you can. They did. And again, Thor Ragnarok Man, just every 2 minutes, they were like, hey, watch the movie. No, just kidding. It's funny again. No, it was not funny. None of the jokes are funny, and that just seemed like it was... Maybe if I were 12, I would have thought Thor Ragnarok was gold, but I'm not, and it wasn't. So I would put both of those beneath Age of Ultron.
Interesting.
I wouldn't, but okay.
Well, yeah, so I don't know that I would agree with that. So let me suggest this. You have not seen either of the two Ant-Mans, correct, Ian?
Correct. Or the Captain Marvel.
Craig hated them, and I'm pretty sure everybody here is tired of listening to us complain about them. So
right.
I'm going to suggest we just get them out of the way and move on.
All right. Fair.
Okay.
Sweet.
So there you go. Because I'm not going to defend them. Again, I don't care.
So we're going Iron Man 3, Ant-Man?
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. I'm okay with that.
Yep, me too. Right. I love
it. We can move on and not talk about Ant-Man anymore.
All right. Next week, we'll talk about some better movies. Because that is going to start getting hard.
That is the power of compromise.
Because the next bunch of movies are all, you know, they're all pretty good.
So, well, then let me get something straight here. I enjoyed every single one of these movies. They're all better than any other comic book movie that had been made up to this point.
House of Lies.
No.
Yeah.
Dark Knight was fantastic.
Okay. Marvel comic book movie.
House of Lies. Blade 1 and 2 were both better than Hulk.
That's true.
That is true. I forgot about Blade. All right. I will cede and withdraw my previous comment. That's a true statement. However, there were a lot of crappy Marvel movies, is my point.
That is the funny joke that Sam Wright has ever did, that you forgot about Blade, because we all forget about
Blade. He is the forgotten hero.
But yeah, that first Blade movie is super solid. Like, oh, I like that one a lot.
All right.
There you go. We'll get reconvene next week. Apparently, we'll discuss Age of Ultron yet again.
Probably.
But yeah, that is going to get tough. Might have to vote for some Captain Marvel next week. It was good, but it wasn't great. All right, moving on.
All right.
This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, hero or king of crime?
All right. Let's talk about this Spider-Verse version of the Kingpin. He's a 5-star. He's blue, black, and green. He's got a blue 7-cost ability called Forced Hand. Choose a friendly strike, attack, or protect tile. Give it to the enemy team. In return, take up to 4 AP in your strongest color from the enemy. If the enemy has less than that, take it all and deal some damage. It looks like the damage dealt goes up and the amount of AP goes up to 5. Seems okay. See what Harder They Fall does. Cost 11. It better do something awesome. Whew. Destroys up to 8 AP of the opponent's largest AP pool and creates a fortified 5-turn countdown tile. While on the board, tile reduces enemy match damage by 30% plus 4% for each AP destroyed by this power. This power cannot be fired while the countdown tile is already on the board. Reduces the damage by 50%, 5% more for each AP destroyed. Countdown tile lasts 6 turns once it gets going. Break Their Will. Costs 9 green AP. It creates, man, another countdown tile. It's not a countdown tile. It's a fortified 2-turn green repeater that deals some damage. If you have more AP than your enemy in your strongest color, this power also creates 3 strength 31 attack tiles.
So he has a 2-turn repeater and a microphone?
Yeah. So, the repeater damage goes up, and So, 5-star Kingpin, huh?
Yeah, he's not good, really.
Even his 5-star version couldn't get away from, and I hate from those art. Countdown tiles.
I hate the fact that he is the size of Texas, and he blocks all the other, like, characters when he's on the screen.
Texas with a dollar sign?
That's right.
Can you imagine
that guy is still on Jeopardy!
Well, they took a 2-week break to do the teacher tournament.
I don't care. He just won't stop winning.
Texas with a dollar sign. Yeah, I would like to field. Now I want it like too large for the screen. That should be a team. It should be him, Hulkbuster, and Red Hulk. You won't be able to select anybody because they'll just all be overlapping to the point where you can't see anything. Other than that, none of his abilities sound dope. They don't even sound okay. But again, it's a lot of countdown and repeater tiles, which seem cumbersome and hard to use, and I don't know how to give him any good synergy. Do either of you guys have this guy? Do either of you guys use this guy?
Oh, I have him.
I got him at a 1-1-2 and just pretend he doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay.
3-1-4. But, yeah.
I got him at the popular build of 1-0-0. Someday, Kingpin, you and I will be friends.
But it is not this day.
No. So that's what's always Sunny in Xandar. A very confusing 5-star Kingpin.
You know, speaking of which, should we have a no-spoiler talk about the ending, or just wait until I see you this weekend?
Uh-oh, what's happening? Where are we?
The ending?
The Game of Thrones ending.
Oh.
The what? The where?
Game of Thrones?
It's a TV show. You've heard of it.
Yeah, nope, I didn't hear what you said. We can wait.
Okay.
I can wait.
All right.
I've gotten most of the angst out. I don't want to cause any sadness for any of our listeners. I don't want to cause any extra editing for Ray. I'll be down any second now.
Okay.
I'll bring some pie. Is there any kind of pie you eat?
I only eat pumpkin.
Only?
Yep.
Not sweet potato?
I could be caught in a sweet potato.
Okay. What about sour cherry?
That's a fruit pie.
Yeah?
As long as it's not a pie that Craig came up with, it probably sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I was only concerned about Craig. And by concerned, I mean curious if there's something that, you know, could be a win for everybody.
No, as always, the answer is get something you enjoy and don't worry about me.
Okay, solid.
I've got a chocolate cake in the freezer I could thaw out and enjoy.
I'll get a couple pies at the farmer's market before we get on the road. Maybe some nice grillable vegetables.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, Willie, what you got in the mail?
Oh, yeah, okay. So first, Prandiac posted on time for this one. He said, in regards to Superhero Showdown, I had not considered the Trask angle, but that's good. Sentinel winning is pure garbage. new character Rescue, another special tile swapping character mixed with Nico and or Kitty. Great. The boosted characters, great clap, he said. And I did not edit it, so there you go. The Fox is a great song, Ian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. What did the Fox say, maybe? I remember that. In any case, Samurai said this movie ranking segment is going to be such a train wreck. I mean, we've known for years that Craig's taste in movies and TV is questionable at best. And it's already rubbed off on Ian, especially the fractal wrongness of this notion that these movies have too much comedy.
No, they have too. Some of them have too much comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Some comedy is good. Some one-liners, fantastic. But
yes, if it works in and it just kind of happens organically, this forced comedy, I've had enough of.
Hmm.
Stupid dude Thor was dumb.
Loofishness then said, if we wanted movies with no humor, we'd watch DC. I gotta say, some of the DC movies are pretty freaking good. Not the, you know, Beavis Dodge or anything, but the Batman Returns, yeah. Come on.
Oh,
this Joker movie looks like it's gonna be good.
Yeah. Batman Begins,
yeah, those
The Dark
are good.
Knight, The Dark... Yeah. Oh, those were fantastic.
Yep, yeah, I enjoyed those.
Yeah.
Dances with Weevils, who we haven't heard from in a while, says that I think Ian pronouncing an Ant-Man and Ant-Man and the Wasp without seeing them fall squarely into the middle of the Venn diagram of hilarious and totally wrong.
It's possible.
Ekaton? Sorry, I threw an H in there. Ekaton. Wait a minute. Ian can't remember powers he's telling listeners about every week for years, but he knows the plot of Iron Man 2 by heart after watching it once. This is a weird superpower. D-Wing's wall of text said, the chair squeaks alone might be an explicit tag for the podcast. A lot of squeaking going on. He says, there ain't no tire fire like a Craig script tire fire.
All right.
Vegas odds on Sentinel were at least 150 to 1 at the start of the tournament. Amazeballs. When I woke up this morning, I was not expecting to have Craig embody indifference is crueler than hatred, but that's what I got. All right. We need Hell's Bells more than Pastebot Pete. I don't even remember who Hell's Bells is.
I don't know Hell's Bells.
No. So I can't agree with that. Ian's declaration of Craig being worst has never been more defensible than it was after the Daredevil realization. What was the Daredevil realization?
Oh, probably when I said that I didn't have any of them, and then it turns out I have like 12 covers for him.
Right. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I know that guy. I should try him out.
You are the worst.
Ah, another Marvel movie that was better than the Hulk.
What's that?
Daredevil.
I disagree.
Ben Affleck as Daredevil, significantly better than Ed Norton Hulk.
No, I disagree.
That movie was pretty okay.
Well, it was definitely better than Elektra.
Yeah, I've only seen that one once, so I can't really delve too much into that.
It was definitely better than Elektra. I think
Howard
that
the Duck
needs...
was better than the Incredible
Howard
Hulk.
Howard the Duck was much better than the Incredible Hulk. That's not even in question.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the older Incredible Hulk, which was just awful? The Ed Norton one was a significant improvement on the other attempts at rebooting the Hulk.
Well, yeah, the Ang Lee one was...
That's the guy.
That's super, super garbage.
Yes.
Yeah,
holy smokes, well, that's worse.
It really was. I like Eric Bana, but he was not enough. There was nothing that was enough to help that movie.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, I really...
Well, I might have to side with Ian here. Daredevil, I think, is better than The Incredible Hulk.
Oh.
Yeah, it was okay.
No, I seriously disagree.
Huh.
But yes, Howard the Duck is better than both of them. Well, come on, let's get this straight.
That's also true. I was, you know, thinking about Marvel movies that were, I don't even know if that was a Marvel movie, maybe, I mean, it was based on Marvel characters, I don't know who could have owned what at that point.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows who made anything back then?
All right, I'm going to finish up listener comments here. Wime Time says,
yeah.
The most amazing thing about the episode is the fact that Craig likes a movie with Natalie Portman over a movie with Paul Rudd.
Yes, yes.
That's amazing. That's
I'm sorry, she couldn't make it bad enough to be that bad.
And finally, Dr. JQ? I think that's a Q. The MCU movie showdown was painful. Ant-Man is easily one of the best Marvel movies, and The Incredible Hulk was awesome, especially for when it came out. My bottom three would be Black Panther, the first Thor, and Iron Man 3. Nobody is going to agree with these rankings, so everybody but me is wrong.
That's a strong stance.
I mean, you know, Black Panther will be coming up real soon in my list here and where we're at in these movies.
Also true.
It's not that bad. Like, it's perfectly acceptable. Man.
Yeah, no one likes the Hulk.
No.
I'm not fooled by that at all.
That is true. Well, yeah, I don't know. He says the Hulk was awesome. I don't agree with that.
Awesomely awful.
But in any case, there you go. Listener comments. I enjoy the fact that we're, you know, stirring the pot and getting people to comment about the movies. I find it interesting.
Right. Now, you know, you're right. It wasn't our most finely crafted segment, but, you know, we're trying. They can't all be winners.
Let me know when we get a winner. All right. Thanks, Willie. Nothing? All right.
No.
I guess we'll move on then. All right. Usually, you know, you say thanks, Willie, and I was just waiting for
you. Oh, sorry.
You still didn't.
No, I didn't. I'm not being, you know, peer pressured into it now.
All right. We're back boosting characters. Look at that. All right, once again, I'm Hans.
And I am Franz.
See, he didn't say and thanks, Willie, and it screwed up all my stuff.
Okay, well, hang in there.
All right.
And I am Franz.
Pump.
I was doomed. You had to reset.
No, that clap was dead on, though. That was the best clap ever.
It was handily one of our worst.
No, that clap was dead on to the millisecond.
What? No, my clap was like an hour before yours.
No way.
I think Ray threw in an extra clap to try to help.
You both need to understand internet latency.
Ian, isn't this your segment?
It is. I'm about to start.
All right, tell me something.
Just giving a quick once over to the three stars. They're okay-ish. Black Panther. T'Challa is a good guy. His strike tiles are gonna get boosted. His AoE is gonna get boosted. All very helpful. He probably makes protect tiles too, but meh. The Daywalker, he's all boosted up. He's got some, straight up damage from that, from his black. The attack tiles that he makes with his purple, boosted and highly effective. And then he puts out strike tiles if there's enough red hanging around. And that increases the damage done by those aforementioned attack tiles as well. Rocket and or Groot. I don't remember why I've been using them, but I've been using him lately for some reason. His blue seems good. Those strike tiles are strong. The heal has always been strong. It'll be a little bit better with it when his yellow is boosted, as will the green tile destruction does some damage kind of situation that he does there. Mohawk, Storm, boosted. The damage dealt by the green should be good, and the little, attack tiles that she puts out with her black also probably boosted.
Blow up all those team-up tiles.
Oh my goodness, Vision is boosted. I saw, after all these years of playing, an animation that I've never seen before. I was fighting the computer for whatever reason, and he...
Oh, he fired yellow without doing red or blue first?
Correct! It blew my mind. I was like, what's he doing? And I saw Vision do this like animation where he's phasing through stuff. And I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. So it really made my day. It was brand new, like starting the game all over again. So the AOE from his blue heavy density should be increased. I'm sure his straight up red does a little bit of damage too, but try to use him effectively since he's boosted. All right, 4 stars, perpetually reworked, Drax the Destroyer. You're going to get more damage out of his destroyer power. The strike tiles from Secret Weapon will be boosted, as is the damage that Secret Weapon does when he deals it. Slice and dice, you're going to get more red damage and a lot more extra damage when the target is nice and healthy. Oh! Reworked to some good effect. The totally awesomest Hulk, Amadeus Cho. He's does some decent damage and tile destruction, so you'll get a boost for the damage in his green. You will get a skosh of damage when his blue countdown goes off, and the true healing you get from those yummy, yummy hot dogs more so. Oh, heart attack. All right, I'm better. It's just indigestion. Nebula. Boosted. The healing slash strike tiles from her blue increased. The AoE that she cranks out from her Galactic Rage is going to see a good boost.
Cranks? Really? You're going to stick with that?
I've heard from... No, this is all from a very reliable source. Okay. I will not only say cranks, I will say, and by I will repeat for those of you not reading along, that her green is one of the best damage dealing powers in its tier. Did you just get blown backwards out of your chair?
A little bit.
Best damage dealing power in its tier.
Yeah, if the whole board is full of special tiles, then yep, it'll totally do something.
I don't know how these people are tiered, but if by tier you mean 4-star, then holy smokes.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
We'll see. I can only read what is written here, and what is written is absolute truth. Her red is going to deal more damage. Create some fancy attack tiles. Oh, brand new Thanos. You well-armored machine. What do? I have no idea. I don't remember. I can't pay attention to those segments. Your black damage increased. AoEs increased. Green damage increased. I see a recently reworked Wasp. I didn't realize that she was recently reworked. I thought she was good from the get-go and remained good.
No, she got a rework long, long time ago.
Okay. Well, that protect strike swappy thing that she does, awesome. Enjoy that. The damage that if they match away your buzzing sound, enjoy that. Wasp Sting. I'm going to get enough of those to make it effective someday, but it does good damage. And it's cheap at 7. So she's boosted. So there's some okay-ish boosted people. Let's see what Samurai says beyond the fact that Galactic Rage is the best damaging power in its tier. But seriously, this sounds like some helpful times. Drax, Wasp, and Cho-Hulk are all boosted. They cover all the colors. You get to stockpile a lot of blue. Drax will do damage every time Wasp buzzing sound goes off and every time the See the Math in It expires. She'll be able to, Wasp will be able to pump up everybody's tiles, and everybody else will continue to do their own thing. Also, don't use the destroyer, use Wasp's thing. And yeah, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted here in the 3 and 4-star world.
So to be clear, what Samurai is talking about is the AP to damage ratio, and it's really stronger when you've got, you know, all 10 strike or protect or attack tiles out there.
Yeah, it's up here if anybody wants to read it, and I never doubted it. He has spreadsheets. He plays the game. He's got words, all the best words. He's a stable genius. You just gotta take him for his
wow.
Yeah, no.
Ian got all kinds of insulting there. I don't know why.
It was unnecessary. It was not meant to be sass. I really didn't doubt him at all. It seemed like a really plausible comment. And plus, there's numbers here, and I believe them. There's red circles, all sorts of stuff going on. Also,
yeah, I just got to remember to get those tiles out there before using a green.
Right. That's it. I'm done with that segment.
Thanks, Mystify.
Please, Craig. What? Oh my God, Mystify.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to say Mystify. You guys are pointless today. Man, you're skipping all the inter segment things that prompt me to go forward. All right, Ray, do you have anything to tell us about in the support corner?
I sure do. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ray.
All right, this week at the support, in-game support, we're going to talk about a support that you equip to Iron Man, the Arc Reactor. I wonder if it counts that can you equip it to rescue? Yeah, probably not. That wouldn't actually make sense. In any case, the Arc Reactor, Iron Man, perk 1. At the start of the battle, 10% chance to gain 5 red AP. The percentage goes up and up to 72% chance at maximum level, and you gain 6 red AP if you could possibly get it at maximum level. But it's, again, the start of the battle. I don't like those. Perk 3, at 3 stars, supported character fires power, 15% chance of creating an 87 strength strike tile. The percentage and the strength of the tile goes up. To 65% for a 551 strike tile. So that's pretty good every time you fire a power. 5 stars. Your critical tile multiplier is increased by 0.3, and that goes up to 2.7. That's a significant increase to your critical multiplier. And a special power. If you put the arc reactor on Mark 46, Iron Man has House Party Protocol tile on the board, every red, blue, or yellow match he makes deals extra damage. Starts at 81 and goes up to 1539 extra damage for every match. That's pretty strong. I mean, I know the arc reactor like keeps him alive by keeping, you know, his heart going, but I didn't know it did that much extra damage. Well, I guess it powers his suit, so, you know. There you go. So there it is, the arc reactor. Get it and put it on Iron Man Mark XLVI 46. Ian,
yes.
That's all I got. Do all you right. have something to share?
I do. Hi, I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So unfortunately, while excellent predictions, everybody was wrong. And this one comes with a similar twist to last week. Hey, Ray.
Yes?
When you walk around, do you need to have Forrest Gump style crutches on your legs?
I do not.
Do you have the measles right now?
I do not.
Do you know why? Because you're vaccinated, right?
Exactly.
Like a normal good person, you receive vaccines. I recently enrolled my child in kindergarten, so I had to make sure all his vaccines were complete, and they are. And that's why this week's out of game support are vaccines. They've been around for a while, but let's say they've been around since the 1880s when Louis Pasteur sorted them out and made them better. So good vaccines have been around for, yeah, we'll say the late 1800s. When you introduce...
What was the first vaccine? Anybody idea?
Oh, golly. I can't even... I don't know. I'm curious now. Yep. I'm going to keep going. I can scroll further down in the wiki and see if it knows, but...
Smallpox.
Cowpox, maybe?
Smallpox.
Oh, yep. Smallpox vaccine. Smart.
1796.
All right.
Oh, this page I'm on of historyofvaccines.org mm-hmm. says the Chinese had this figured out in the year 1000.
Wow. Wow, good on them. Was that 10th century China?
It says several accounts. I think I saw that in here. Describe smallpox inoculations practiced in China and India. It's right. Difficult to pinpoint the practice began. Some dates claim as early as 200 BCE.
Good on them.
Man, those Chinese could figure stuff out back in the day. They gave us fireworks and gunpowder and all kind of stuff. I guess
vaccines,
not gunpowder.
Apparently.
Fireworks.
But yeah, absolutely. Take some weakened or dead forms of some microbes, shoot them into your body, let your body's natural defenses create antibodies to destroy them, so that way you don't get them in the future. Please do this not only for yourself and your kids, but think of all the other humans that you come into contact with and how you want good things for them.
Won't anybody think of the children?
Think of the children!
Dang it, Maud!
But they are quite safe and quite effective, so please enjoy a vaccine this week's Out of Game Support. Fortify yourself.
There
still
you go.
Still don't get the reference, but I still want to be included.
Ian, you got Steam open?
I do.
All right, let's go OG style and open up a token.
All right. Was it poke hella in the teeth to get a purple token? Let's see.
Sure.
Not this time, but that's okay because I don't need those. I need these. Hey, I might need this. Oh, I might super need this. Hold on. I might have an effective token opening heart attack. It is a green Carnage. And you guessed it. That takes my Carnage to a 5/5/3.
All right.
Oh, nice.
You made it, Cletus. You made it. Now
made
I just,
it to the big time.
Yeah. Now I just need to earn some ISO. So now I'm looking at, let me pull up this here video game. And this will open up some input. I believe I have 4-star Kate Bishop Hawkeye. I have Luke Cage, Star-Lord, and Carnage all available to be championed.
Wow.
Oh, and 4-star Elektra. What order should I proceed?
Run through them again?
They are 4-star Elektra, the newly acquired Carnage, Kate Bishop, Luke Cage, Star-Lord.
I think the clear winner is Luke Cage.
Do you have a champ Medusa?
I should not have a champ to Medusa, but I'll look around and see what she's doing. No,
if you do, that makes Carnage way more
wantable. Yeah, champ Medusa right. And champ Cletus are a good combo.
Right. Nope. She is at a handsome 3/4/3, so it'll be a while.
Yeah. I would say Power Man is a definite winner there. Oh, now I don't remember who I was going to say next. I don't know. I like Carnage, but yeah, without Medusa, he's not as powerful.
Right. Next, I would say, I don't know, you know, not super effective, but I like Kate Bishop Hawkeye. She deals much more damage than I realize until I'm forced to use her. And then I'm like, wow, she was real good. Her looking for trouble is good. Her boomerangs are good.
Yeah, her powers are just a little too expensive. They took a little too long. But...
Yeah. All right. So it's we're solid on Luke Cage.
Yeah. Craig hasn't said anything, but.
Yeah. Without Medusa champ, then yeah, Cage is going to be more valuable to you. Where's your Danny Rand defender of Kun Lun, the guy, the thing, the dragon, and all that?
He's trying. He's struggling somewhere. I'll look around.
Because those two together is real good, you know, as they should be. But
again, he's not someone who is, he is at a, he is at a gentleman's 1-2-4. So let's not worry about him anytime soon.
All right.
Yeah, he's not one of the people on the cusp. I've got a couple other people on the cusp, but.
Who is Footy Jammies? Grinch said you can use Cage with Footy Jammies. I don't know.
Regular Iron Fist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he wearing jammies?
That is true.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, you going, Greg?
Yeah, I poked Hela, and
do
the
it,
universe
Doug.
Is cruel. Universe is cruel.
Did you get a green Carnage?
No word. It gave me a Scott Lang. Because all this batching of the crappy Ant-Man movie came back to bite me.
Was it a purple one?
It was. Not that it matters.
Oh, see?
Him up to level 305.
Cool.
I don't know if we can make Footy Jamie's official. I don't know that I'll remember that, but
let me
you can
go
take
look
it up with the others.
Now,
all right, I'm going then.
Do it, Ray. We believe in you.
I will give her a nice little cheek caress. Yeah, that didn't work. I got a 4-star. Oh, but it's a good one. Thwip the pow!
Is it ever? That is a classic.
So he is now a 282, and he is solid. I like him. So.
Nope. Like, when I look at that art, I think something inappropriate for this show.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Little CT?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, total, that was the first thing I thought of, too.
I love it when Ian and I have the same dirty, stupid thoughts. Yeah, I see those, whatever you call those stupid split-toe Japanese shoes. And that is exactly what went into my head of
yeah,
CT, yeah. Totally the max.
Yeah, for shizzle.
Thanks, Ian.
No problem.
Sometimes you make my day.
Oh, thanks as always to this guy.
This guy. All right, Ian, what's on the podcast network?
Well, it is a podcast network called the Soon to Be Named Podcast Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. You can check out this and many other fine podcasts if you want to expand your listening universe and fill your day and or commute with hilarity and information. Direct links are available at puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can check out the entire archive at Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Thanks, Ian.
Sure.
Anything else for the good of the order?
If you didn't know, sponsored by Jimmy Kimmel, there is a live recorded, it's actually already happened, All in the Family and Jeffersons episodes that happen tonight on ABC.
Yeah, I did not record that because I just assumed it was going to be god-awful.
It probably is, but I gotta see it. Those were epic shows. I gotta see how they did it.
Yeah?
But in any case, that's all I had.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
That's true.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us yet again this week. You know where it is. It's puzzlewarriors3.com. Comment, suggestions, shoot them all to Ray. We'll try and read some of them next week. If you want to click on that Amazon banner while you're there, buy yourself some Memorial Day swag, and then we'll get some pennies, and we'll spend it on, I don't know, more brisket. You can never go wrong there.
Pennies worth of brisket.
CafePress.com/puzzlewarriors3 for your dedicated Puzzle Warriors swag there. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, they call him Baba Yaga. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
If the new character releases anything other than John Wick, I'll be super disappointed.
Not a Marvel comic. It's a Dynamite comic, I believe.
Dynamite!
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.